Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Hello, folks. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and this is a special bonus episode that we're putting out. This is a story that was first released on the podcast in 2013. It's a story by Melanie Hamlet, and it's called My Life in the House of Clowns, one of the greatest titles ever. But the reason we're re-releasing this one right now is because we recently re-released another story of Melanie Hamlet's from back in the day. I think it was from 2012, called Fuck or Fight. And I knew the moment I reheard Fuck or Fight that Melanie would have a ton of new insight and new feelings to share about how she feels about that story now. So, we're putting out an episode this week called Fuck or Fight Revisited, where Melanie and I listen to the story Fuck or Fight and then unpack it, discuss how she feels about it now. But in that conversation, Melanie referred so often to this other story, My Life in the House of Clowns, that I figured we should refresh people's memories about what goes on in this story also. Now, both stories, Fuck or Fight and My Life in the House of Clowns, they have what I would describe as a date rapey context, which is precisely why I thought Melanie might have a different perspective of them now that she's older and wiser. So that gives you a little bit of a heads up about where we're about to go. And don't miss our next episode, Fuck or Fight Revisited, where the story you're about to hear right now will also be discussed. So, without further ado, here is Melanie Hamlet with a story we call My Life in the House of Clowns.
So I tend to do things, go to extreme measures to have new experiences and adventures. And last year I got an idea in my head that it'd be really fun to move to South America with no plan, on a one-way ticket, and like barely any money. So that's what I did. And I was able to do that through couchsurfing.com or .org or whatever it's called. I'm sure some of you know what that is. It's basically a website where you go on there and you look at people's profiles and their pictures and decide if they're, you know, like a normal person or like a rapist or a killer. And then you like send them a couch request. And then if they accept it, you get to go sleep on their couch. It sounds like a terrible idea, but it's actually really cool. I ended up being down there for almost 8 months. And for most of that, I couch surfed, which is kind of crazy now that I think about it. But but it's great because you hang out with locals and you know, don't spend any money. So when I ended up in this town called Valparaiso, Chile, I was looking through profiles for somewhere to stay. And by this point in time, I'd done it for a while, and I realized that in South America, at least, most of the people in couch surfing are dudes. And any of the women that I'd sent requests to, they never responded to me. I don't know if like it's because they're looking to hook up with only dudes. I don't know why. But anyway, only men would host me. So I was looking at profiles, and you know to not send a request to somebody who has, like, where it's like a guy where he's, like, not wearing a shirt, and he's, like, holding a beer as his profile picture, and, like, all the references left by couch surfers are, like, you're such a great host, wink, 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 and it's all, like, beautiful women. You know he's fucking his couch surfers. So I found this one profile. This guy's name was Luigi, and his profile picture was him on a unicycle, and then I looked through his other pictures, and he's playing like a trumpet and like juggling, and he's a professional clown, and I'm like, well, that's the one, right? Like that's hilarious and kind of weird, and you know, like it's safe, right? So I sent him like a couch request. He accepted, and I showed up at his place with my backpack. And I've come to find out it's not just him; it's a whole house of clowns. It's Luigi, his brother, their friends. Now, before I go on, I just want to. So in North America, clowns are like fucked up people. Like they have a terrible reputation. You like It from Stephen King, Poltergeist. Everyone has a terrible, like every Law and Order SVU episode is like a clown child molester. But like in South America, clowns are really cool. They're like young and hip and have like dreadlocks and faux hawks and tattoos, and they smoke a lot of pot, and some of them are hot, and they're like in their 20s, and they're like performance artist clowns. They're not like wanky, wanky, rah, rah, rah. I mean, they do that too, but they're more like, they're cool. Anyway, so these guys were like misfits. They all like had the faux hawks, the tattoos and whatever. And so it was pretty fun living with them at first. Like, they're hilarious. They taught me how to juggle and ride a unicycle. And they had like a sick sense of humor too. They'd make like balloon animals. And one time one of them made like, was making a mouse. They didn't speak any English, by the way. And he was making a mouse. And he decided in the middle that the circle he made was brown. And he goes, asshole. And he put it up to his mouth and he goes, ah. And I was like, ah. And he make like the dog fuck the giraffe. And I was like, you guys are hilarious. Anyway, but there's some drawbacks to living with clowns. Like, first of all, it's like worse than living in a house of comedians. Like, most of my friends are comedians, and we're kind of exhausting people to be around because we're always doing bits. And I'm just like, enough with the like, ah. They're also like filthy. There's like a bunch of dudes living. It actually, by the way, I've worked with guys in all of my jobs, like film industry, outdoor adventure. So I'm used to hanging out with the bros and being one of the boys. And so I wasn't intimidated by this situation at all. But they're just, their place was disgusting, like more so than like a frat house. It was like crusty plates and beer cans, but then like top hats and juggling pens and like other random shit. And they didn't pay their bills, like their water bill, so it was like never any hot water. I don't, like, they stayed up all night long. Like, they partied till like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I didn't drink or do drugs anymore, but you know, as a couch surfing guest, you kind of have to hang out with your host. So I was like, God, when are they gonna go to bed every night? And none of them spoke English, which was a real problem because my Spanish was terrible. The only one who did speak English, he wasn't actually a clown. They called him Harry Potter because he lived in the bedroom underneath the stairs. He was like a gentle soul. He was like a Reiki master, and he spoke a little bit of English. And then there was like one, the main clown, Luigi, like the alpha clown is like the only way I know how to explain it. Harry Potter said he thought he was bipolar. Because I don't know how to say bipolar. And because he was like a living embodiment of like the comedy tragedy face. Like one minute he'd be like, and then he'd be like, I was like walking on eggshells around the bipolar clown all the time. I'm like, is he in a good mood? Is he in a bad mood? It was really stressful. So besides all that, it was just nice to have a room, though, where I could have privacy and shut a door. Granted, it was a closet, like it was a mattress on the floor, no windows, nothing, just like a teeny tiny closet, but I had a door. And I'm used to sleeping on people's couches where I have no privacy, so I was like, whatever, I'll put up with this shit for a while. And they actually really liked me. They asked me to move in permanently, and I was kind of thinking about it. Anyway, so one night I went, like, left to get away from the clowns, and I just needed a break. And I went and saw The Hunger Games in all Spanish. I have no idea what happened kind of in the movie. Anyway, and I came home at like 11 o'clock at night, kind of exhausted and wanted to go to bed. And they were trying to like keep me up. Like I could just tell like they kept distracting me when I was trying to go to bed. And then there's a knock on the door and walk in these two like huge buff clowns, like wearing like muscle man shirts. Like they're pretty, they look like Chip and Dale models actually, like cartoonishly buff. I know they're clowns because they have paint like still by their ears because they didn't do a very good job washing it off. And one of them comes over and sits down right next to me immediately. And he's like really eager to talk to me. And his name is Blue Angel. so he actually speaks English, like better English than Harry Potter. So I'm like so eager to just talk to someone in my own language because I'd been, you know, like having these like bullshit conversations in half Spanish for so long that I was like, I was talking to him about acrobats and whatever. And it was okay conversation. Then it kind of started getting weird. Like he would say things. First of all, he goes, there's two things I love in a woman, a white woman and an older woman. And I'm like, how old do you think I am? And he's like, 45. I was like 33 at the time. I was like, yeah, asshole. Anyway, and then he was like, and then I'd be like talking normal things. And then he just interrupted me and he goes, I love your legs. And I was like, thanks. And he was like, they're just so big. And I'm like, ugh. And he said the same thing about my butt. And I'm like, this in my country, that's kind of mean to say that. And he's like, but I love it. It's big. Anyway, so finally, so I was talking about the acrobats with him. I'm like, what do you do? Do you like spin around? Anyway, and he's like, I show you in the kitchen. Now, the kitchen's really small, so I was like, how's he going to show me an acrobat trick in the kitchen? But I went anyway. And so I get in the kitchen, and he turns to me, and he goes, there's no acrobat trick. I want to kiss you. And I'm like, you don't promise an acrobat trick and not follow through. What the fuck? And he's like, I just want to kiss you. And I'm like, well, I don't want to kiss you. And he's like, why not? Nah. So we're like going back and forth. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. I just want to go to bed because I was like so tired. And finally, I was like about to leave to go to bed. He goes, wait. What if I taught you to walk on stilts? Now, like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to turn down the opportunity to learn to walk on stilts from a professional clown in Chile. Like that. Like where are you ever going to get a chance to do that? So I was like, okay, you got me. So we go outside and like stilts are hard, by the way, way harder than a unicycle. Like dangerous. I kept falling down. It got old after a while, and then I was like, this shit's hard. And I'm like, I'm going to bed. So I go back inside to go to bed, and he follows me back into the hallway and he corners me. He's like, wait. I want to give you a present. And I was like, mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to give you a massage. And I was like, yeah, okay. I know what a massage means. And he was like, no, I just want to give you a massage. Just a massage, make you feel good like a woman. A massage. And I was like, and so we started fighting back and forth. He's like, no, and I was like, no, I know what a massage means. And he was like, no. So back and forth. So normally when a guy is really persistent and annoying and won't leave me alone, that part of me that's like, you never heard what no means. I usually get like more like, fuck you, no, now. Like, I mean, but I'm like so tired from traveling and living with these fucking exhausting clowns and like out of my element. And I'm like, it seems, I think some women in the audience know what I'm talking about when I'm like, it seemed almost like a better idea to say yes than to keep fighting. You know, like, I was like, fuck it, I'll say yes to the massage, then leave me alone. So I was like, okay, fine, Blue Angel, but if you're going to give me a massage, it's just a massage, I'm not doing anything to you, and you can't touch anything around here, you know, off limits. And he was like, okay. So we go back to my closet, and he gives me a massage, and it's terrible and, like, half-assed, and I was like, okay, thanks, and he's like, wait, I have another present. And I'm like, oh, God. He goes, so he, like, pulls his cell phone out of his pocket, and he puts on some music, and he starts to do the acrobat trick. I don't know how he does this in a tiny closet. There's, like, no floor space. He, like, does a handstand. His legs go up and, like, spread out. He's amazing. He's actually a really good acrobat. And I was like, wow. And then when he's done, he, like, changes the music to, like, reggaeton. And he starts doing a striptease. And he's like, it's like, ba-bom, 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 ba-bom. He's like white, you know, tidy whiteys. And I'm like, And I'm, like, laying on the bed watching this. And I'm like, two things are crossing my mind. First, I'm like, okay, Melanie, how did you get yourself in this situation? And how are you going to get yourself out of this? And then the other thought crossed my mind. This is the thought that gets me in, like, so much trouble. I was like, well, I mean, you've never hooked up with a clown before. You know, like, when are you going to get the opportunity to ever do this again? And if nothing else, it'd be hilarious. And, So he sat down and like started kissing me, and I was like, I guess I made my decision. So he starts kissing me, and I'm like, okay. And then he immediately tries to go down on me, and I'm like, hold on, hold on, cowboy. I'm like, first of all, okay, this story's about to get really fucking nasty, just so you know. He's like, I'm like, first of all, I'm on my period, so, and then second of all, like, your fucking friends don't pay their water bills, so I haven't shaved or showered in, like, days, so it's just a mess down there. You don't want to go anywhere near there. And he's like, but I want, and he just goes for it, and I'm like, like, I didn't, couldn't enjoy anything, because I'm just, like, I would never do that. If I was a guy, even if I loved the girl, I would never do that. This is a one-night stand. So he, like, he stays down there for, like, a long time. And then he comes back up, and then he, like, wants me to go down on him. And I was like, uh-uh, we had the agreement. I'm not doing anything to you. And he was like, okay. So then he goes back down on me, flips me over, and tries to tongue my shitter. Like, starts licking my butthole. And I'm like, oh, God. And then he's like, tries to fuck me too. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, now. Like, and finally I like push him off me. And I'm like, ah, like I'm in shell shock. Almost like, what's happening? And and I'm like, I don't want to hook up with you. I'm sorry. And I'm like, I have an intestinal parasite. I have an eye infection in both eyes. I've got three cavities. I just got over the flu. I've been traveling for months. I'm really fucking tired. I just want to sleep in my tiny closet by myself. And I'm bleeding out of this hole like a gross pig. I don't want to do anything with you right now. And he was like, and he looked at me all like sad and like defeated. Like, it's like Latin men do that, like that little boy thing. They're like, and he was like, well, will you at least watch me jack off? And I was like, okay. Like, you gotta give him a bow. I'm like, okay. And so he's like jacking off, and I'm like, and he's like, watch me. I'm like, I'm watching you, you know? And he's just like, and I'm like, and then he's like, stomach or leg. And I'm like, leg. And he's like, psh, all over my leg, and I'm like, so then he reaches over to his like pants and pulls out some tissue, and he starts like wiping it up, and I was like, ha, you carry tissues around to wipe up your cum everywhere you go, like some like offhand comment. And he was like, well, no, I knew I was coming here tonight. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, Luigi told me that I should come over here tonight to have sex with the couch surfer. And I'm like, what? Those fucking clowns set me up? Because here's the thing. I have been couch surfing for months, and like a lot of dudes had tried to sleep. I mean, I was a single woman traveling by myself all over South America. It doesn't surprise me that I'd be hit on a lot or asked to get married. But like guys had like done crazy shit. Like one of the guys that I'm couch surfing had taken a picture of me with my camera while I was sleeping. Like one of them like left me in the middle of nowhere without my passport because I wouldn't like flirt with them. Like they've done crazy shit. And finally I thought I found a home with these clowns. They're like my bros, you know, I can trust them. I'm one of the boys. And those fuckers whored me out to their clown friends down the street. And I was pissed. And now I'm also the butt of my own joke. I'm like, this is really not as hilarious as I thought it was. So anyway, I like go to sleep. The next morning I wake up. He's out there eating lunch with the other clowns. His friend, the other like buff Chippendale looking clown, makes like a balloon flower and hands it to me. And Blue Angel is now ignoring me like high school style. So they like want to pass me around now. And I was like, oh, motherfucker. And so Harry Potter comes up to me and he was like, Blue Angel said he sexed you. And I was like, what? I did not fuck that guy. He played with my tampon. He jizzed on my leg. He ate me out. He tried to butt fuck me. And I didn't actually tell you. He stuck his finger up my butt and then went, and then tried to stick it in my mouth. I was going to spare you that detail, but I don't fucking care anymore. it's all out now. And I was like, but I did not fuck that clown. And Harry Potter didn't understand any of that. He was like, okay. And I was like, I'm so pissed, you know. So I went to the bathroom. I felt so dirty. And I like took some toilet paper and put it in the sink and got it wet, because that's how I have to take showers there. And I was like, bird bath style. And I'm washing my pink parts, you know. And then I'm washing like clown jizz off my fucking leg. And I'm like, bleh! And then I walk out into the living room and I see the bipolar clown Luigi. He's like playing one of his, like, that thing where you do the knife between your fingers, you know, because he's in one of his moods, you know. And I'm like, why am I living here? What am I doing here? I'm like, I need to move out. So I decided, that day I went out, I looked for, like, jobs teaching English. I started looking for apartments. I, like, started looking for new friends. Like, I basically moved out of the clown house and found a whole new life for myself. But I did find out one thing. South American clowns are just as fucked up as North American clowns. Thank you.